بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ان شاء الله we will commence the program with a qiraat by this Qari Naeem Mutahara Sahib Tam Barakatuhum, who is the Khalifa for Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Maulana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Tam Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله صدق الله العظيم.
جزاكم الله for the wonderful recital of the Quran Sharif. Inshallah, next we'll be having Ash'ar by Qari Yaqub Sahib Tam Barakatuhum, who is also a Khalifa of our Dada Sheikh, Hazrat Shah Maulana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Tam Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, comes from Rustenburg.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. عارف بالله حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب قدام اللہ قویزہم علینا کے عارفان اشعار پیش خدمت ہے. مضمون ہے جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی, جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی, دوستو درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی, دوست کو درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی حامل درد اہل نسبت کو خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے پیر تیرا ہو گر چلا ثانی پیر تیرا ہو گر چلا ثانی فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی مست رکھتی ہے سارے عالم سے مست رکھتی ہے سارے عالم سے اور کیا دل میں لذت درد پنہانی دل میں لذت درد پنہانی کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں جس کو ملتا ہے جان عرفانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی میر میرے دل شکستہ میں میر میرے دل شکستہ میں جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا یہ بزم عارف ہے رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی رشک کرتے ہیں اہل ساحل سب رشک کرتے ہیں اہل ساحل سب دیکھ کر موجے دل کی طغیانی دیکھ کر موجے دل کی طغیانی رند پاتا ہے خانقاہوں سے کیا کہا رند پاتا ہے خانقاہوں سے کیا پاتا ہے اپنے ایمان میں کیفے روحانی رند پاتا ہے خانقاہوں سے رند پاتا ہے خان کاہوں سے اپنے امام کیفے احسانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی۔ جب ملا درد دل، جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے، جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے، کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی، کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی۔ صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے، دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی۔
جزاکم اللہ فار دا ونڈرفل رینڈیشن آف دوز اشعار۔ اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ گیو اس دا ریئلٹی۔ انشاءاللہ ناؤ وی ول بی کالنگ اور آنریبل استاد اینڈ شیخ، شیخ المشائخ، استاد الاساتذہ حضرت مولانا شاہ عبد الحمید صاحب دعوان برکاتہم العالیہ، ٹو لینڈ اس سم ویلیبل ورڈز اینڈ ایڈوائسز۔
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادہ الذین اصطفا، الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم، يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، كل نفس ذائقة الموت، وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة، فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز، وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، وفي رواية ورضي بالقليل، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام، من خاف أدلج، ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل، ألا إن سلعة الله غالية، ألا إن صلة الله الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Well, first we'll just translate this very beautiful poem of our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatuhum, and together with that, Ash'ar are part of our deen. Hazrat Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had many Sahaba who were poets and who used to say poetry. And Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the famous poet of Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatuhum, Arif Billah, Rumi of our time, Mujaddid of this era, Tabriz Thani, Hazrat Ahmed Barakatuhum says that on one occasion Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu on the minbar and told him to say Ash'ar in the defense of Islam, in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran Sharif, against the kuffar, to belittle the kuffar, etc. All that. And he said one poem, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, zid, more. Until he says, hatta anshattu mi'ata abiyat. Until I told 100 poems, and then I got off the minbar. So there is also a very important aspect, may we learn our whole deen. And not only take part of deen and think that I'm full on deen, but to understand, may Allah bless us with that understanding of the whole. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter fully into the deen of Islam. So every aspect of deen must be there. If a person, his whole body is formed. If one finger is short, my one finger I'm short. Any one part of his body, only when it's complete, so the whole of deen, then we'll really get the enjoyment of deen. So Hazrat Ahmed Barakatuhum has said many poems, and many awliya and many mashayikh have said great, great poems, and what great people. And the poem, one person sent an email, and he said he was listening to the Anaj Sharif praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, then the thought came to me, am I enjoying the voice? Am I enjoying the rhythm? Am I enjoying just the words? The real thing is the meaning. That is the most important. So here also, the meaning is the most important. And how we have understood by Allah gave us tawfiq. We stayed with Hazrat, we understood Hazrat. As we have understood, we will try and explain. May Allah give us tawfiq to explain it. What Hazrat has in his heart, which is almost an impossibility to translate poetry. Any poetry is not easy, English or in any language. And then again, the meaning of it, not the meaning, the feeling of it, which is in the heart. Ooh, how can we do justice to that? But we will try, inshallah, make dua that for the benefit of all of us, Allah gives that explanation which is pleasing to Allah and which is in the heart of Hazrat and what Hazrat wants us to understand. The title of this poem is, and beautiful rendered, mashallah, by Qari Yaqub Sahib, Jam o Meena ki hai farawani. There is an abundance of jam and meena, the jug and the glass. People who are in the taverns, this is a common practice of awliya, they give examples of the tavern, the bar, where those people drink wine, which makes them mad, drunk, then they don't know who is my wife, who is my sister, who is my mother. Yeah, the wine of the love of Allah. And a person goes in a trance and he says, Ma Allah, Ya Allah, how beautiful you are, how your favors are, how great your qudrat is, Kamal qudrat of Allah, the jamal, the beauty of Allah, the nawal of Allah, his favors upon us, his entire creation. What great favors Allah favors his creation. So all that, when a person sees that, he goes in a trance. He's out of this world. So that is, that there is an abundance. In this poem, Hazrat has explained how every person can get an abundance of the wine of the love of Allah and be intoxicated and be in close communion with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that. And Hazrat goes in an ecstasy when these things come in front of Hazrat also. So Hazrat explains in Hazrat's beautiful way, always first the wrong he removes, the negative, the haram, the guna. Jiste hota hai fazle rahmani. on whom Allah Ta'ala's fazl, and fazl is like in our South African language we say bansela, free of charge, runga. To whose Allah's fazl, free of charge, Allah is blessing somebody with his great blessings. So the fazl of Rahmani, Rahman, what sifat of Allah also Hazrat has used, Rahman, who is most merciful, most compassionate, most kind. When he sends his special mercies down, what are those special mercies? Many of us, when today we had a good day in the shop, the turnover was nice, oh, today I had a good day. Allah's lot of barakat today. Allah caught my hand. Allah, my things are just moving now. So that is not Fazl-e Rahmani really. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I haven't been sent as a tajir in this world to do business. I have been sent to give the tasbih of Allah. So what is the fazl? A person may not ibadat whole night, whole day. MashaAllah, that's also very good. A person, how many people? Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum explains, one Haji Sahib in Makkah Mukarrama told Hazrat, ye Indonesian larkiya jo aati hai haj ko. Those Indonesian girls, and usually young girls come from Indonesia, and they dress in white, what they call that, mukna, which they wear. And they also light in complexion. So he says, ye Allah ka kitna noor hai in larkiyon par. Jaise wo noor chamak raha hai unke chehron se. Noor is shining on their faces. Kabutri jaise kabutri. Like white pigeons, doves. Hazrat said, Haji sahab, toba karo, toba. Where you see noor there? You didn't see noor on Kaaba Sharif. You didn't see noor on so many Ahlullah and great, great Buzurgan-e-Deen. You saw noor what is haram. So how many of us, what is haram, and we think, hey, Allah's lot of fazl on me. We are involved in haram and we are saying Allah's fazl. How dangerous is in that statement? If somebody is doing haram business and he asks you for ta'weez, and you give him ta'weez for his haram business, tumhara iman ke khair manao. Is your iman left or not? So many, how many, so what is Allah's fazl? That Hazrat is explaining, tarka karta hai kare shaitani. On fazl is on that person, not only also so much ibadat, nawafil, but who is giving up guna. Then realize Allah's fazl is on you. When you get the tawfiq of saving your eyes, when you got the tawfiq of deleting all pictures, photos from your cell phone, when you got the tawfiq of taking your wedding album and tearing it and happily into the fire, now realize Allah's rahmat is coming. That is now Fazl-e Rahmani, Allah's rahmat is coming. When you decide and you have now given up your haram business, and then realize that Allah's fazl, that is the tar karta hai kare shaitani, that is where Fazl-e Rahmani comes. Dosto, darde dil ki daulat ko, oh my friends, and say how Hazrat, what is murid, but he calls them my friends. The love of the heart, which is interpreted as the pain of the heart. Love is painful, but a person enjoys this pain, and we call it love. Like on the beach of Bombay, Chopati, they sell chevro. And you buy it in those days for 1 rupee, now maybe 10 rupees, and nice and strong it is. When you eat it, then your nose starts watering. Eyes, and it looks like from your ears also water is coming out. So strong it is. When somebody sees this person eating, oh, he's suffering, man. How lot is suffering? I wonder who's forcing him to eat this. When he's finished, he goes and buy another one. Hey, ask him what is that enjoyment. So the love of Allah, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, making tahajjud, crying to Allah for the worry he had for the ummah. His wife asked him, what's wrong? Why are you crying like this? Maulana Hazrat said, if I tell you, there'll be two of us staying awake and crying now. That enjoyment to cry for in front of Allah Ta'ala. Lazzate zikr, Allah, Allah, or kya athar, ahu, fughani. The enjoyment of the zikr and crying to Allah, sobbing in front of Allah. Those people who get that dollar and let somebody stop them, they will feel offended. They enjoy that crying in front of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So this treasure of the pain of the heart, the love of Allah Ta'ala, dil mein paate hai sirf Rabbani. Who gets that? Who is a Rabbani, who is an Allah Wala, who has made his connection with Allah Ta'ala. That is when you get that enjoyment. Otherwise, you will make ibadat. You'll get your sawab, you'll get jannat also. But that enjoyment, that, like many of us are such, generally, unfortunately, our homes, due to wrongs that we have done, fights and arguments, love is lost in the house. But we're staying together, children are there, they're growing up, we're just staying together. There is no enjoyment in that marriage. You're staying, you're fulfilling rights, wife does everything for you, you do for her, everything. But that couple that have got love between them, ask them what is enjoyment. So we make ibadat, we even make tahajjud, we even keep roza, but we haven't got the love of Allah, what is that enjoyment? You're getting your sawab, everything. But that who has got love of Allah Ta'ala, and he takes one name of Allah, Allah. What is the enjoyment of that? That person who has got love. So that a person will find, dil mein paate hai sirf Rabbani. And Rabbani, those who are connected with Allah, ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, only they will get that enjoyment. And as in the first couplet Hazrat explained, those who give up guna, they will get it. Together with guna, and we are dreaming, we are getting enjoyment with Allah. We see it's just a wild dream. It can know no reality. First condition is la ilaha. Take out all the negative from the heart. All the ilahi ma'bud e batil. All the desire of dunya. Take out our commentaries. Take out our videos. Take out our dirt. Then you can become Rabbani. This glass here, if it is dirty on the outside, not inside, inside is clean. And forget tap water, zamzam water. We won't even put tap water in here. We won't give it to somebody. So if the heart is dirty, how will Allah come in that heart? Allah who is Subhan, so pure. How is Allah going to first clean your heart? Then Allah will come in there. With a dirty heart, with our gunas that we are involved in today, listening to music, looking at pictures and photos and all those things, all other haram, mixing with women, talking with them at workplace, unnecessary talk. You are forced to work there, but unnecessarily, how are you making a joke with them, everything laughing, where are you going to find Allah Ta'ala? You are dreaming, it's not going to happen. Cleanse yourself, then you will find Allah Ta'ala. حاملِ درد اہلِ نسبت کو حاملِ درد اہلِ نسبت کو those people who have got this connection with Allah, who have found Allah Ta'ala, the world, the creation, Muslims, non-Muslims says, خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی and people say from their hearts, this is Allah Wala. They just look at that person. When Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came, he went to the Kruger Park. As he entered, an Australian white woman, non-Muslim Christian woman, when she saw Hazrat, she said, if you tell me this is Allah, I'm prepared to accept this is Allah. In her heart, Allah put it, she is Allah Wala. Our Shaykh, we went with to Maputo, and here Idris Haturani in his shop also, his business. One person just saw Hazrat and he accepted Islam. So these are those people, that the people just see them. So that is when inside, what is inside, you can't hide it. It's the smell of it. You are having a bride by your house, as much as you try, that the smell mustn't go outside. No, everyone is going to get that smell. In your heart, when your heart is burned in the love of Allah, it will be noticed by everyone. They will see this is a lover of Allah Ta'ala. Shaykh Kamil se jo hai mustaghni. A person who feels, I don't need a sheikh, that I don't even need an ustad. I can go internet, I can become alim on the internet. I can go by, I have a ustad, but I don't need a sheikh for my tarbiyah. I got Bukhari Sharif now, I got Quran Sharif, tafsir, everything. I can make my own Islam. Allahu Akbar. The person who feels that he doesn't need a sheikh, jo apne aap ko sheikh se mustaghni samajhta hai, that person, wo jo apne aap ko mustaqil bi zaat samajhta hai, that I'm alright, I don't need anyone, wo mustaqil bad zaat hota hai. That person, the worst evil will come from it, it will come out from it, and that evil will come back to him. A person who feels, I don't need anyone. In any field, if you feel, I don't need an ustad, I don't need a sheikh, even to become a shoemaker, you need somebody to teach you. Even a girl to make a roti, her mother, her auntie, granny, somebody has to teach her. Otherwise she will make such a shape that maths, geometry haven't got a name for that shape also. Eh? And it will be such that it will be burned black on one side. It will be raw on the other side. But little few days under her mother, her granny, somebody, auntie, and she'll make a wonderful roti which you will just enjoy. So you need a share. So those people who feel that we don't need a share, paega kaise zille rahmani. How will they ever find the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala? How will they find the mercy? Allah Ta'ala has said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ وَسِيلَةً not of tafsirini. And then وَجَاهِدُوا in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So you need a shaykh. Allah's system is this. Remember, our iman is not complete without Muhammadur Rasulullah. Tawheed is the most important. But without Muhammadur Rasulullah, the road. And today we can never reach Muhammadur Rasulullah without the chain from our Ustad till Nabiya Kareem Sallam. And this whole chain, anyway you cut it. Yeah, above, I don't need my Ustad, your chain is cut. You go further up, I don't need Sahaba radiallahu anhum, your chain is cut. I don't need Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Shafi rahimahumullah, your chain is cut. The whole chain we need from here till Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that chain joins us to La ilaha illallah, to Allah Ta'ala. So without that, how will you find the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? Another very important, see what the bayan Hazrat has given here, that many people, one time Hazrat was here, one great alim of our country told Hazrat, I was also present, that Allah gives me tawfiq sometimes of to do great work of, and he's doing a lot of great work of deen. But he says, after I do some great work, I fall into great guna also. So that is how shaitan, and this is why we need mashayikh. Sometimes shaitan deceives us, nafs deceives us. You do a lot of nafil ibadat, khidmat of deen also. But then you feel, I've done a lot, and then you get into guna again. Hey, sometimes because of our dressing, I'm very pious, and you forget your actual way you have to control your gunas, you fall into gunas. So our mashayikh, they keep a watch on this. I asked Hazrat one time, Yusuf was also present, that Hazrat, at night when we go and sleep, if we make tayammum and sleep, is it alright? Hazrat said it's alright, but it's not necessary also. So a person thinks I'm pious now, I made wudu and sleep, which is really very good. But we don't know how nafs and shaitan hits us. You're a pious man, all night you make tahajjud, in the morning you're watching TV. In the morning you start making ghibat and your mind doesn't go there. The most important is to give up guna. That is the most important. A person must be watchful on that. So, fisq karta hai dur manzil se. Our gunas take us far from our destination where we want to reach. It will put us off track completely. Peer tera ho garche latani. Even if your peer, your sheikh, you have got a sheikh also, but he is such that there is no other sheikh like him in the world, the greatest sheikh. But for secretly you are committing guna, forget, you won't reach your destination also. So don't be fooled also. I'm bayat to such a great sheikh. I'm bayat to such a great, and quietly you making guna also. One friend of ours, and I say friend because he used to treat us, but he was a much more elderly person than us. He was an acute diabetic. Once his diabetes went so high, they had to hospitalize him. And the doctors monitoring him, the nurses monitoring him properly in the hospital. And his condition defied all the theory of the doctors. Giving him insulin, giving him tablets, etc. But his levels are just going up. They couldn't understand all the words, doctors and the theories are being defied. Till the nurse found chocolate wrappers under his pillow. When he covers himself, he's eating chocolates inside. Yeah, he's having insulin also, he's having tablets also, they're increasing his dosage also, monitoring him, but quietly. So today, Allahu Akbar, Hafiz Noor Bhai, Damat Barakatum of Lands, in the in Ramzan Atikaf, in Nurul Islam, they also used to make tents. They discarded it, they stopped it. They say the people who come for Atikaf, last 10 days of Ashara, we found on their phone, and they are looking at filth and dirt. So yeah, you're sitting in bayan, you're making tahajjud, you're making ibadat, and then you go on your little bit, you look on that, finish, everything is gone. And today this is a common thing. on our thrones, in our offices, pictures of our grandchildren, our children, etc., music on our phones while people are waiting for answering our recorded message, there's music on there. How are you going to find Allah? So guna, that we have to understand. This is one. Many people think tasawwuf, khanka means not zikr, ibadat, etc. Dress like a nice Sufi, big amama or rumal, big jubba, big tasbih in the hand. No, tasawwuf is to give up guna first of all. Cleanse ourselves of sin. Our homes, we have made them fires of Jahannam. How many? By Yusuf was explaining, apart from family, woman phone, etc. One main thing, the woman phone, quite a bit. The treatment of the husband to the wife. Husband having relations with other women, affairs with other women. All those things here which is causing a fire in the homes, Jahannam's fire, we have brought it in our homes. Outwardly we go khanka, we go jamaat, we go umrah. Big sufisa, big buzurk at that time. But inside all this wrong is happening. How can we find Allah Ta'ala in that case? There is a murshid ki ye karamat hai, and to have a murshid, a shaykh, and do your things as you are supposed to do correctly, take your treatment. Koi Rumi hai, koi Khafani hai. Today also Allah will produce Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah Ali. Allah will produce Shah Abul Hasan Kharkani, Rahmatullah Ali. But, and Allah has kept this door open, and we make great du'as for our mashayikh. Hazrat Maulana Hazrat Shaykh Al Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, all our buzurgs who came to our country, and our Shaykh Allah Ta'ala took this word by Hazrat that Khankas have just sprung up in the country, everywhere in the world. This Allah has given us that way. But now, and this is the one main object of this Islahi Jalsa, that how to relate with one Shaykh, what it is to be a peer, a murid, that what must we be doing? Don't get the wrong idea that khanka is just some zikr or just come dressing like a big buzurg, like a farishta you become, but inside you doing what you want to. No, the reality has to come into us. Mast rakti hai saare alam se, and a person is unmindful of the whole world. Allahu Akbar. You're not interested what is happening, cricket commentary, soccer commentary, World Cup, this, that. Today our condition, we in Medina Sharif, and we can't leave out the TV, where the soccer commentary we are watching there. Makkah Sharif, we take a Kaaba view room, and we see Kaaba Sharif, and we watching TV. And what is happening, what the politics of the world, the politics of our country, on our phone, all the time, our business, our heart is not in Makkah Sharif. Our heart is not in Medina Sharif. How are we going to find Allah Ta'ala? So this connection with Allah, when we find Allah Ta'ala, dil mein lazzat darde pinhani. When the secret love of Allah is in the heart, you know my interest in the whole world. The world falls from your eyes. And to give up guna is not all that difficult. Like in autumn, when the leaves just fall from the trees, the minute your connection with Allah, you'll see your desire of dunya just... You don't have interest in dunya anymore. You'll still do your work. Dast bakar dil bayar. Your hands will be in your work. You'll see to your work. But your heart will be with Allah Ta'ala. Dunya won't amuse you anymore. Otherwise, small, big people on the cell phone playing games all the time. Games are amusing them. All this little things of this dunya amuse us all the time. Cricket amuses us. Soccer amuses us. All these things, ghibat in the town. Something has happened. Oh, I must be part of that conversation. This happened. That one said this. This one said that. All these things. Just make your connection with Allah. Kirdar badal jayega. Raftar badal jayega. Guftar badal jayegi. Your character will change. Your friends will change. Everything will change. Hadrat gives a beautiful example of this. That a little boy, 3, 4 years, 5, 6 years, they interested in flying kites, they interested in playing marbles, whatever all their interests are. Big boys, 15, 16 years, they talking about girls, which they shouldn't is haram, but that is now their way. This boy is not interested what they talking. What they wasting their time? He's interested in, but let him become baligh. Then you don't have to give him a lecture, he must be interested. You have to give him a lecture not to be interested in girls and that. And still his thoughts are just in girls all the time. Why? He has become baligh. So those who haven't become baligh in Allah Ta'ala, haven't reached Allah Ta'ala, all this dunya things amuse us. All these things, haram amuses us. But when you have become baligh with Allah, you have reached Allah, then Allahu Akbar. Then you are completely different. Hadrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, put two alims to sit in front of me 2 or 3 minutes. They mustn't speak, nothing, just sit. And I will be able to say whose tarbiyat has been made, whose tarbiyat has not been made. You will be able to make out easily, just in the sitting, they're not making movement, nothing, that just by their facial expressions, etc., whose tarbiyat is made. So if we make our, and that is our object of this whole Islahi Jalsa, not just to come here or be part of it, the barakat, the sawab, that is all on its way. But the main thing is Islah. May Allah bless us, inshallah. Our Shaykh, the Ahmed Barakatuhum, Jazahumullah Khair, on one occasion told me that before every bayan, make muzakara of one sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And really, over the years, by talking about it and by Allah's fazl, came to realize that sunnah is the most important in our life. There is so much power. Now, we were in Haram Sharif, in Makkah Sharif, one brother of Surat, Maniyar family. He came and meet me, then he explained to me that in those days, when phones had just started, it's still a manual phone and you have to phone the exchange and they connect you to the other phone. In those days, Shah Faisal, Marhum of Saudi, called this one person, engineer Arshad of Pakistan, to set up their phone system for them in Saudi. Anyway, in those days, he went to Japan in Jamaat. That time it wasn't today. MashaAllah, Allah has spread Islam and Muslims in the whole world. There was practically no Muslims also. They had to stay in a Buddhist temple. No masjid also. The Buddhist, the padri, priest, whatever you call him, he allowed them to stay. They asked money. He said, no, you are Allah, Allah, man of God. So you stay free of charge. And he observed what they were doing. Second or third day, he accepted Islam there, and his whole family also. Then he said, I know you people are going to be interested and ask me why I accepted Islam. But before I come to that, let me show you one thing. He said, I'm a Buddhist and I've done my mujahada, my practice over so many years and we have acquired great power. Then he says, I want to show you first that power what we have acquired. So in your Jamaat, the person who is most strongest physically also, mentally also, psychologically, is a strong man. Let him face the wall there. They put him up, the one they chose, put him, and in a few seconds he dropped him to the ground. So much power he had. Then he said, I've seen this, you can see my power, what I've got. But it is absolutely nothing compared to one sunnah you people were practicing. I can see that we take it for granted, we don't realize the value of sunnah. Sunnat, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali said in At-Tahiyyat, Ashadu an la ilaha. And this also, many of us don't do it sunnat tariqah. Ulama have gone to great pains to it. Our Shaykh, Allah reward him very greatly. And my Ustad, Maulana Ahmad Bera Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, made us do physical, practical namaz in front of them. So that our namazes can come according to sunnat. So this picking up of the finger, Maulana Panampuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, it is that same power that split the moon into two. So on the, from the ground of Makkah Sharif, Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the power is in that same sunnah till today also. Then Hazrat should say, the power, the bombs are not thrown every day on Hiroshima. Once it is thrown to show our power, Allah shows it once, not every day, but the power is in there. Every sunnah has got that power. May Allah let us understand what is the sunnah and what power there is in sunnah. So our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatuhum Jazahumullah Khair has said very many poems in the importance, and I'm choosing my words and listen to them, the importance, the virtues, the benefits and the necessity of sunnah. Hazrat has said many poems. One poem which Allah in His great mercy has made famous in the whole world, and this is Allah's Qudrat. Where and where we went, we saw the poem there. People are saying the poem. It's hung up on the walls. Naqsh-e qadam Nabi ke sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hai jannat ke raaste. Allah jalla jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Naqsh-e qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. What does this mean? That the footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the road to Jannah. Like from here, anyone takes the broad Johannesburg, will come out in Johannesburg. Potchefstroom will come out there. Pretoria will come. So anyone who follows sunnahs in his life will come out in Jannah. So that is one thing. And sunnahs also, whoever practices it, Allah similate, you will get connection with Allah Ta'ala. You will be connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah loves the sunnah so much, as Maulana Ahmad Chuhan Sahib, Damat Barakatum, explains, that when you make itaat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you follow the sunnahs of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah has declared in nas'i qat'i. Fuqaha, jurists, when they debate a masala, then they say nas'i qat'i, a absolute command of Allah in the Quran. But in our amal, isn't it also nas'i qat'i? Allah, he said, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, you want the love of Allah, you want to express that love, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has declared, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. So by following sunnahs, you will get connected with Allah Ta'ala also. And there are two major important things that we should consider. Jannat we will get, but Jannat is credit. We have to live our whole life, life of the qabr, qiyamah's day. Then we will get Jannat, insha'Allah. Allah will give all the Muslims Jannat, insha'Allah. The other is, that there is no comparison between the creator and the creation. A person who's got a soap factory and every day he's producing 10,000 cakes of soap. Over the month 300,000. He's got a candle factory, he's got a supermarket, he's got a filling station, he's got a block of flats, what and what. What is the comparison of one cake of soap to the owner? What he's got and what? What is, so Allah's entire creation, Allahu Akbar. Jannat sir ankhon pe. How beautiful, how wonderful. And we make dua for Jannat. But what comparison has got Jannat got with Allah? Allah could create 20 Jannats. Allah could create Jannat as beautiful as it is, much more beautiful also. That is the qudrat of Allah Tabarak. So you will get Jannat also, and you'll get Allah, and you'll get Allah cash now. Allah will be yours. And when Allah is yours, ek tu mera, to har shay meri. You are mine, everything is mine. Zameen meri, asma, palak mera. The earth is mine, the heavens are mine. Ek tu nahi mera, if you are not mine, koi shay nahi meri. Nothing is mine. One, there are many explanations of these words. One is, your wife is your wife. But if Allah is not yours, you have displeased Allah Ta'ala. Allah will use that wife to torment you. You won't find لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, to find peace in her. But she will be a source of musibat and worry. You won't even be able to divorce her. And you won't be able to stay with her also. You'll be just in that catch-22 situation all the time. But if you make Allah yours, even such a wife will become the source of pleasure for you. Your house, your car, your business is yours. But if you have displeased Allah, then you won't get any happiness and joy in these things. If you please Allah in those very things, it can be the worst scenario. Allah will change it in your favor. مَنْ أَصْلَحَ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ رَبِّهِ. A person who corrects his matters between him and Allah Ta'ala. أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ. Allah corrects your matters then between you and the creation of Allah Ta'ala. But we get the whole thing wrong. We catch the cat by the tail. The cat turns around and scratches you again. So where must you catch the cat? By when a problem is there, correct your matters with Allah Ta'ala. We fight with the person, take the person to court. You said this, you did this, house fights, politics in the family, politics in the town. The solution is correct your matter with Allah. You have done something wrong there in your connection with Allah, so correct that. That is what is necessary. So anyway, by sunnahs we will get Allah also, we will get Jannat also. And a person has found Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. And Allah has made himself so manifest, the greatest proof of the existence of Allah. Let me repeat my words so much, but listen carefully. The greatest proof of the existence of Allah, the greatest proofs of the perfection and the great qudrat of Allah, of Allah's greatest favors and the greatest beauty and the greatest gifts which Allah has given, is you yourself, O insan. You don't have to look outside of you to see Allah, to find Allah. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. How beautifully Allah said, why don't you look in yourself? You will see Allah Ta'ala. Who made these eyes of yours? And what a eye! Hey, there are so many details. The eye, 1 square centimeter roughly. What a small eye. And the thing that sees in the eye is not that whole 1 square centimeter, the pupil which is in the middle. And the pupil, 2 square millimeters. Small little the pupil is. But the thing what sees, the whole Mount Everest you see with your eye. It comes in there. But one speck of Mount Everest comes in your eye, you can't see anything. Hey? What is the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? We have all got different color eyes. Some of ours we say black eyes, brown eyes, green eyes, blue eyes, all different colors. But the thing that sees is not the black and green and blue and the brown which is around that. The pupil in the middle which is black. Everyone's pupil, putli, is black. And in that blackness Allah kept light. That is the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. What we cannot imagine the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. This glass here, is open on top. Yeah, the bottom is closed. If I have to turn the glass completely around, no water will remain in the glass. All the water will fall out. This earth which is round. We all know, nobody can deny or have a doubt, the earth is round. And 70% of the earth is water. And at the bottom of the earth, we think always Cape Town is at the bottom, but the earth is turning around all the time. Or Australia, South America is at the bottom, but the earth is turning around. So whichever part is at the bottom, how lot of water at the bottom. Whenever we went to the coast, to the beach, if we find a plastic holding the water, or a glass, hey, and there's water at the bottom, and the earth, Allah, but just suspended in air. Ard sama kaise hai muallak. How Allah has suspended the earth and the sky just like that. Koi sukoon hai, na koi tham. There are no columns, there are no chains holding the earth up. Sare alam de kalam. All the planets, the sun, the moon, Venus, Pluto, Mercury, all the planets, nothing is holding, they just suspended. And where? In space. Just in space. That little atmospheric pressure for a certain amount of kilometers, after that there is no atmospheric pressure also. If they just suspend it like that, Sare alam de kalam. Wahri mere Rabbul Alam, Wahri mere Rabbul Alam. Oh my Allah, how great are you not? One strand of hair, hold it in your hand, leave it, will it stay in the air? And the weight of the earth, Allahu Akbar. How many tons and tons and kilometers and millions and billions of kilometers the weight of this earth, just suspend it in the air. Allahu Akbar. What is the Qudrat of Allah? One person who had a scientific mind, and he told one Mali sahab that you say that the earth is just suspended by Allah's Qudrat. It is actually atmospheric pressure that is holding it up. And it is actually magnetic forces which are holding it up. So Mali sahab, was Allah wada, he had his walking stick, he gave that person one shot on his head. So he said, that's a problem with you Mali sahab, you got no answers. Then you resort to violence. Mali sahab said, I didn't hit you. He said, on top of it you lying. So big white beard you got, so long kurta you wearing, and you still lying, you hit me now. He said, no, I didn't hit you. He asked, what happened then? He said, the magnet in your head, pull the magnet in the stick and the stick came on your head. And you must make sugar, you had a very small magnet in your head. If you had a big magnet, it should pull the stick with so much force, your head should split into two. So then he realized, and even if it is as far as asbab, magnetic forces, and who created the magnetic forces? Who created the atmospheric pressure? So this water at the bottom, who is keeping majar, there one drop falls down. Till today, did we ever hear that so much water just fell? And then what is keeping it up? This glass, if I have to turn it around, then where the water stay? But the earth, there is nothing keeping that glass up, water up. What is the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? Did we ever hear that you must get a TV and check it out? Great news on the TV. That the people who are at the bottom, see, we on the top who are walking like a round ball, the earth. The people on top, the legs are at the bottom, the heads are on top. The cars, the wheels at the bottom, the buses, the trains, everything. But at the bottom, the legs are on top. and the wheels are at the bottom. The wheels are on top, the body of the car, the crane is at the bottom. On top the aeroplanes are flying right, the bottom they are all flying upside down. But if ever they show that on the TV anywhere in the world, that the bottom is that in South America, in or Cape Town, everyone is walking upside down. This is Allah's Qudrat. But nothing, it is like that, but Allah shows it to us the opposite. That is the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. For us there are things impossible, for Allah there is nothing impossible whatsoever. So what is the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? In every aspect if we have to think, Allahu Akbar, how great is Allah Ta'ala. To zahir hai, aur laak, pardeh mein hai too. You are manifest and open. How is it that we are not seeing Allah Ta'ala? Allahu Akbar. Once I mentioned this, Maulana Naeem sir, he took great notice of it. That there are about 6,600 ayats of the Quran Sharif. And ayat means sign, direction. A sign, ayat, a direction. If you are sending your driver for some work and giving him directions, you must go like this, you explain to him, yeah, you must turn there, you give him landmarks, you give him signs, then you say, oh, he's not understanding, you write it down for him. And you give it to him. Oh, you see, he's still not understanding. Then you give him a GPS. You punch it in and you show him on the GPS, this is the route you must follow. Where you see, he's still not understanding. You give him a cell phone, I'll keep touch with you. And I will tell you, now how much details you gave him. And still he goes and gets lost. We'll say, kyo annari. How stupid isn't he? How much I explained and still he went and get lost. What will we say with regard to ourselves? The Quran Sharif alone, 6,600 roughly ayats of the Quran. And many places, inna fi dhalika la ayat. How many places are not ayat? Inna fi dhalika la ayat also has come. Inna fi dhalika la ayat. So many signs Allah has given us. We have made Nazara Quran, we read in the Maktab, we completed. We did Hifz finish. We have made so many Hafiz. We have made tafsir. We have made so much tafsir. We studied tafsir ourselves. We have taught tafsir to others. After all this, we haven't found Allah Ta'ala. Aren't we even worse than that person that we gave him so much direction? And Allah says in the Quran Sharif that Allah is present within you. See Allah within yourself. We don't see Allah Ta'ala. The changing, inna fi ikhtilafi layli wa nahar, the changing of the day and night is proof of Allah's Qudrat. What great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. This needs not even a zombie. That the changing, that when we come for Fajr, our car lights are on. When we go home, lights are off. We come for Maghrib, car lights are off. When we go, car lights are on. This whole change, phenomena of the world. But we don't take any notice. We're just passing by. And this is why we have to go to Ahlullah. They will open the eyes of our heart. And then stay away from guna also. And see, you will just see Allah Ta'ala. And you will be constrained to say, either if you know the words or without the words, but your condition will be, to bahir hai, aur laak, parde mein hai tu. Oh Allah, you are everywhere. But you have hidden yourself. That's also the kamal of it, Allah. Allah is everywhere, but He has hidden Himself completely. To baatin hai, aur sakht izhaar tera. You are hidden, but you are so manifest. You could, maine tumhe dekha hai. I've seen you here, oh Allah. I've seen you there, oh Allah. I've seen you everywhere. How can't you see Allah, Ta'ala? When you go and sleep and you close your, that's the greatest time to see Allah. That you, who is this who has given me my peaceful little room and I'm sleeping in my bed? What then? What and how many people? What is happening in the world? When you open your eyes in the morning, Alhamdulillah, illadhi ahyana. Who has given me this peaceful sleep? What then? What could have happened during the night? Crooks have got into you, tormented you and your family. For 2, 3 hours, 5 hours, they kept you hostage. What then? What went through? Who gave you this on? But we don't see Allah. Who gives us our food? Allah. Fadhkuruni. Washkuruni. First is the thing. This biryani. Who gave me? Basmati rice from Pakistan. And the mutton from the Karoo. The vegetables from Eastern Transvaal. The potatoes from the Northern Transvaal. The masalas from Zambia, Zanzibar, Malawi, and then the butter from Australia, the zafran from Spain, all that in one plate. Who gave it to you? Then your wife's mood was right, she cooked it. Then there was current, gas and electricity, your stoves were working. You just open your tap and water comes and in. Never make sugar. One day water pressure is a little less. One day you're not getting hot water. Look how the people start swearing and fighting. One day it's just something that water comes out dirty. And how you every day, Allah, أَغْبَنْ فُرَاتًا بِرَحْمَتِهِ وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُ مِلْحًا أُجَاجًا بِذُنُوبِنَا What in Allah. And how much we disobey Allah. And yet He gives us His namat. He doesn't block His namat at all. But we don't see Allah Ta'ala. تُو بَاطِنْ هَيْا سَخْتِ زْهَارْ تِرَا تُو أَوَّلْ تُو آخِرْ تُو بَاهِرْ تُو بَاطِنْ تُو هِي هَيْ تُو هِي يَا كَآتَارْ تِرَا We should bring Tawheed for me. Let any Salafi come and show me what is Tawheed. What our Buzurgani Deen have taught us Tawheed. The oneness of Allah. Not dry Tawheed, but in the love of Allah. Where you become fida for Allah Ta'ala. Where you going to get this besides our Mashayikh? Which Salafi can give you Tawheed? Tawheed is from our Buzurgani Deen. From Ahlullah is Tawheed. That Tawheed which is filled with the love of Allah. Ab nigaah kahin nahi hai. Ab koi nahi nigaah mein. My eyes are nowhere now. And nothing is in my eyes. Ab nigaah kahin nahi hai. Ab koi nahi nigaah mein. Main hairat khara hoon. Husn ke jalwagah mein. I'm standing astonished and shocked, oh Allah, in your beauty parlor. Wallah, stay with Mashayikh Ahlullah. Fulfill the rights of it. Do it in the right way. And let the eyes of your heart. You have got basarat, get basir at the height of your heart and see what enjoyment you will get. This is our jannat, yeah, that jannat will come. Hey, this is our jannat when you found Allah Ta'ala. There is no greater jannat. Jannat there also will be the enjoyment to the extent that we have found Allah Ta'ala in this world. If we are blind to Allah Ta'ala, we will be blind. لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا Oh Allah, why have you driven me blind on the day of Qiyamah? I was a seeing person. You didn't see Allah. You didn't see Allah's Qudrat. That is how great Allah Ta'ala is. اب نگاہ کہیں نہیں ہے اب کوئی نہیں نگاہ میں محو حیرت کھرا ہوں حسن کے جلوہ گاہ میں Just here that we see everyone is a proof of Allah's Qudrat. How are we here? How everyone's body is functioning. One drop of blood is moving 100,000 kilometers every day in the body. How many drops of blood? And what it is doing, giving life to every lump of the body. Going into the heart, to the lungs, getting purified. And carbon dioxide taken out, oxygen put in, get into the whole system, up and down. Or we're running a marathon, that blood is moving. You are fast asleep, resting, that blood is moving. Who's putting it? The lungs are working, the heart is working, the eyes are working, the brains are working. Ya Allah, what is your qudrat? محو حیرت کھرا ہوں حسن کے جلوہ گام تیرے جلووں کے آگے when I see your great قدرت او اللہ حمت شرح و بیان ردی now I can't talk I'm just astonished I'm overtaken by your great awe and your greatness او اللہ محو حیرت کھرا ہوں حسن کے جلوہ گام تیرے جلووں کے آگے حمت شرح و بیان ردی نگاہ بے زبان ردی زبان بے نگاہ ردی now I can't talk anymore and when I start talking I can't stop anymore Oh Allah, how great. So that is the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem. We will find Allah and we will get Allah cash. We will get Jannat and Sadaraho. Live forever, Abadul Abad, go and enjoy. This is the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem. We will, Wallah, we will put the whole world down. America, any nation, any power is nothing in front of sunnah. Sunnah has got the power that we can't see. Allahu Akbar. My friend who is here, Hafiz Ahmed Sadiq Dissa of Pietermaritzburg, explained to me once that he is passionate about the Palestinian cause. He goes every year. So once he went with 28 people. And because the second or third day, immediately when he came back after Ramzan, he phoned me, he told me. He says that when he went, the 28, he was a group leader. But when they went, just as ordinary, hasn't got a badge that I'm the group leader or anything. That Israeli police, army men, they always singled him out and questioned him. So the second, third day, he said, I want to ask you a question, but don't lock me up. I want to ask you a question, but don't beat me up. So he said, what is it? Ask, what is it? He said, we come, you don't interrogate anyone. You don't hassle, and only me you hassle all the time. What did that Israeli officer say? He says, look at your kurta. You are wearing sunnat kurta. We got a problem with the people who are on sunnat. People who are in fashion, we got no problem with those people. Even they can see the power, and they have gone to what lengths? Their big think tanks are not there fighting Muslims and armies and there. How to take out every sunnah from our life. That is their object. Every sunnah, replace it with something else. Bring in something else. Take out the sunnahs of the Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and they will have no power. And our the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman radiallahu ta'ala, understood this essence and this reality, that he said on the top of his voice, for one sunnah, أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِ لِهَاؤُلَاءِ الْحُمَقَى. How does I give up the sunnah of my Nabi for these stupid, ignorant people? But today we say, no, they are very cultured people. They are socks peri ne jawane. You can't go bare without socks in front of those people. You look na sami jara and bo adachi revanu. You must stay with a lot of respect in front of them. If the reality, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, one matter of deen, ayan qusud deen wa Abu Bakr hai, can there any harm come in deen while Abu Bakr is alive radiallahu anhu arda? It can never happen. May Allah give us that just by an understand. Our Shaykh's mission is on this. And he stresses it. Muhyus Sunnah, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Hassab, Rahmatullah Ali. This is, may we understand. And Sunnah, don't bluff ourselves with topi, beard, kurta. And I mean Sunnah. But our whole lifestyle, our house is nothing according to Sunnah. No sign, the sofas, the couches in our houses, everything of ours is against Sunnah. And today we'll go to Makkah Sharif, see what they have done. All the Sunnah type of rooms which were there before, not one you will say a sign. Now you stay like you are staying in Paris, or you are staying in London, or you are staying in Washington, or New York you are staying. Like this you stay in Makkah Sharif now. And when you come out of your room, all the shopping malls, etc. And today even worse, since some ulama gave permission of photography, now the whole Hajj has, and Umrah has just become a tourist attraction. People are just, and the essence, the ruh of Islam has been taken out. The ruh of Umrah, of Ziyarah, a person is sitting and making dua, his wife is taking his photo. When she sits and making dua and the husband is taking, the reality of Hajj is taken out. When the ruh goes out, we are all living people here. If any one of us, the ruh goes out, fikr now, get a death certificate, go and bury him now, take him to Qabristan. We are burying Islam. La yaqqa min al-Islami illa ismu sayati ala nasi zaman. A time will come when only the name of Islam will remain. وَلَا مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا رَسْمُ. And Quran Sharif will be only in the written form, a formality. But the reality will be taken out. Unfortunately, how much are we not living in that time now? If the remedy of that is, which Allah Ta'ala and the Hadith Sharif and the Mashayikh have stressed so much, think of maut. كَفَى بِالْمَوْتْ وَاعِذَا. You think of maut, this is the greatest lecturer. One poet says that standing at the Qabristan, Hazaro Bastia Ujar Gay, thousands of towns, villages, cities have become empty. People are no more living there. If you study history, what places there were, how vibrant those places. Nowadays nobody, it's a dead place. Hazaro Bastia Ujar Gay, Ujar Kar Bas Gay Tujme. They all left their places and they have come to stay here. One person, he met a buzurg, he wanted directions. So he asked him, which side is the city? He directed him to the Qabristan. He said, but there is the Qabristan. He said, that is the city. Yeah, everyone is getting empty. They are all going to live there. That is where they are living. That is, life is there. Hazaro bastiya ujar kai, ujar ka bas gai tujme. Lekin eh shahre khamosh, but city of silence, the Qabristan, city of silence, teri khamoshi nahi jati. Your silence never breaks. The person who was a big talker and shouting down, always making trouble, he dies, no sound from his. That old lady, 80 years old, nobody even knew she existed. She goes in the qabr, qabr is silent. The greatest, pious man going in the qabr, qabr is silent. The biggest sinner goes in the qabr, qabr is silent. So that is a lesson that we have to take. And to go to Qabristan, we are encouraged to go at least once a week. On Friday we should go. Not to make isal-e-sawab, not to make dua maqfirat. That we can do from wherever we are. When we do it, when we go there, we do it. But the reason for going, that this is my dream house. This is my house that I have to build. My dream house is not on the beachfront. My dream house is not up in the mountains. this is my 2x2, this is the dream house I have to make. So that is what we have to prepare. So Allah Ta'ala says, Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. And what kalam, positive kalam of Allah. Any language, if you study, language as language, it must be positive. That the language must be positive. How clearly and how, without any ambiguity, without any drawbacks, Allah states, every nafs, whoever is taking breath, whether it's a flower, whether it's an ant, whatever is breathing will have to taste of death. Everyone that is taking breath will have to taste of death. And who is in doubt about it? Nobody. So is it superfluous kalam, extra unnecessary kalam of Allah that everyone knew? Tahsil hasil. Everyone knows it is going to happen. It means prepare. That is, but we don't prepare. All the time, Allahu Akbar. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali, take another great lesson. He was a doctor, homeopath. What a great doctor. But ta'alluq with Ahlullah. And today he became the Shaykh of Mufti Taqi Usmani. He became the Shaykh of Mufti Rafi Usmani. What was it? Ta'alluq with Ahlullah. And see what wisdom and kalam on such a person, a doctor. Eh? Allah brought what kalam and hidayat for mankind on through him. So he says that qadam su'a markad. The legs we are facing and we are going to the Qabristan all the time. As we are sitting now, our lives are becoming by the minute, rafta, rafta, all the time. It's like a block of ice that is melting. All our lives are just melting away. If you do it in good work, you are putting it in the glass, you get cold water. But otherwise, we are just wasting that life. Time is just passing all the time. So every minute, every hour, every month, our life is becoming less in dunya, and we're going away from dunya, we are going to the qabr. Qadam su'a marqad, nazar su'a dunya. But our eyes are facing the dunya. Not at 90 degrees you're driving, and today there is a test, our Yusuf told us, that before you get, you renew your license, they test whether from the side you can see another car is coming or something, your vision at a certain angle, which you must be able to see. But not that you are just watching in front, your rear view mirrors, etc., or a little bit you look around. A person who turns his whole head, not 90, 180 degrees, if it is possible. You turn your whole head around and you look at the bed, and you are speeding in front. Qadam su'a markad, at a high speed we are going to the Qabristan. We don't, as we are sitting now, we are moving at a fantastic speed. To understand that, when you sit in an aeroplane, then the aeroplane, when it's going to take off, then even the air hostess, everyone has to belt up. And they have to sit. And nobody is allowed to walk around at that time. The toilets are locked. You can't even use toilet. Toilet is such a place, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, it's that jail for which there is no bail. You can't give bail to go to the toilet that I'm a very, very influential man. I'll pay bail. I won't go toilet. And you can't put a proxy that you go for me to toilet. No matter you can be the biggest wali or the biggest businessman or professional, but when it's toilet time, you'll have to go sit and sit like a fool, doing nothing, just sitting there. And if you've got constipation, don't do it, but I'm just saying, put a mirror in front of you and look at your face, how it looks when you've got constipation, and then realize what I'm worth. I think I'm a very handsome person. I'm a very big person. But look how you look at that time. And the muraqabah for the toilet also. Think of your, and you know, I'm not joking, it's very important to cut yourself down to size. Allah made it, every person will have to go to toilet. You have no choice from it. And if you do your muraqabah, keep ta'alluq with Ahlullah, that is sufficient for your head. Just I'm saying, ana wala ghairi. Who is there? I'm the greatest person. Just your going to toilet is enough to cut you down to size. That you think I'm so great and so worth. And see what comes out. That wonderful roast. Allahu Akbar. Those wonderful chops. And that wonderful chips and chicken and what the desserts and the ice cream. And the more delicious, the more rich the food. See what your food, what you have done to it. And what smell comes out. One friend of ours had to go to his toilet. It was actually, soundproof. Because what bombs? Where are they looking for bombs in Iraq? And where are they looking for bombs in Afghanistan? Hey, the toilet, the bombs that go there, what bombs go there? And every toilet today, almost every toilet anywhere in the world has got a spray. Hey, what? Air freshener. And what advertising? It neutralizes all the bad smell and it gives a good smell. And two air fresheners are kept. Hey, this is what you are, O insan. That wonderful under the dastarkhan, when it was set by the ladies, looks like they used a geometry protector to put the glasses, every glass at 45 degrees. Everything, when they put their salads, the wonderful, the mint leaves on top, they say, don't rush us. We go, we say, Hadrat is here, come, hurry up. Don't rush us. They want to do it in style. Men don't notice anything. When we dish out now the jalsa, ijtima, anywhere, from the day for the big dishes and we just, when they on the platter or the meatless like this, potato less, they set it out, everything. But unfortunately, man doesn't. وَكَأَيِّن مِّنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ أَنْهَا مُؤْرِنُونَ. We pass so many signs of Allah. Your wife dresses for you, new dress, you don't take notice. Yeah, but let your secretary, your worker wear a new dress, then let you. Your wife phones you at work and say, bring potatoes. Me? I must bring potatoes. Yeah, I'm a big man. I own so much and that I must go and buy potatoes and tomatoes. But let another woman phone, I'm at your service. Our sheikh taught us you must make khidmat. You must be kind to the people. You must make a lot of khidmat to people. So this is what our condition is. So anyway, what was I saying? So in the plane when we are traveling, then at about 280-300 kilometers, everyone has to sit. That's when the plane takes off. Once it's up there, 900 kilometers, 100,000 kilometers per hour, but then people are walking around, you don't feel the speed. So the earth that is moving to complete its 24-hour orbit, the seasons, four seasons of the world, it's moving on its axis and it's moving in its orbit and at a fantastic speed, but we are moving to the Qabr. Everyone, we are going towards Qabr. قدم سوئے مرکب نظر سوئے دنیا کدھر جا رہا ہے کدھر دیکھ رہا ہے Where are you going? Small children, 2 years old, they like to play the chasing games. Chasing one another, catching one, and they're running wild and bumping their head into the wall, bumping their head in the door. Two children bumping their heads. A big bang takes place in the chasing. Because where are they looking and where are they going? Hamara pachpan aya, lekin abhi hamara bachpan nahi gaya. We have become pachpan 55, but our childhood is not gone still. We also playing chasing games, chasing the dunya all the time. What you chasing for? What are you chasing? More property, more investment, and it's going at the back. You are sitting in a train, and you are looking at the back and bought that property, but you are not going anymore there. It's a transit lounge. You are going to your qabr, and for there you haven't prepared anything. So kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul will taste of death. Wa innama tuwaffawna ujurakum yawm al-qiyama. All your real results will come out, your rewards on the day of qiyamah. Yeah, that I bought this property, I'm making so much, I'm getting returns on this so much. 5% here, 15% there, 22% here. All that zero at the time of maut. Dunya's multi-billionaires will be all paupers at the time of qabr. Take out your balance sheet at the time of maut, not 1 cent will go in the qabr. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says, till today we never heard Allah told Jibreel alayhi salam, this person loved his business, loved, he gave his life for his house, gave his life for his garden, his swimming pool, his business, put it with him in the qabr. Nothing. One king who died, and he made wasiyah, he owned the whole world. One of the four persons whom Allah gave kingdom and ownership of, not rulership, ownership of the world. He made wasiyat, put my hands out of the janazah. So everyone can see the man who owned the whole world is going empty handed. Na dara raha, na sikandar raha, na koi raha, na koi rahega. Nobody is going to remain. That is, if a person, it comes in the hadith sharif, kafa bil mauti wa'idha. Your greatest lecturer is maut. So you go to the qabristan there and you take this lesson that hazaro bastiya ujar gayi, ujar kar bas gayi tujhme, lekin ye shahr-e khamosh, teri khamoshi nahi ja. Allah left two lecturers in this ummat. One is a speaking lecturer and one is a silent lecturer. Speaking lecturer is Quran Sharif. And very, very sadly, what a pain, deep pain, I have to say, we have divorced. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا قَوْمِ وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left to complain, my people, they divorced themselves. They had nothing to do with Quran Sharif. Just this Ramzan, one of our satis, who is an etikaf with us, 22 roza, I asked him, how many suparas have you read? 2 suparas. When is he going to complete? After that, 2 days later, I asked one Maulana, who is also with us, that how many, he haven't started. Hey, really, this is Mufti Ahmed Khan Puri Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum, says in India, big Darul Ulooms, people who are teaching Hadith Kitab, Bukhari, Muslim, not reading no Quran Sharif, not a one ruku of Quran Sharif. Let us think for ourselves, who of us are reading Quran Sharif? Qari Amir Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was sitting on the minbar here. He came and visited us. He said, what is Islam? He said, you're not reading Yasin, read Yasin Sharif. Each one of us ask ourselves, do we read Yasin? How important, what are the virtues and fazail? If you look at it, I can't do without Yasin. But who is reading Yasin? He says, Durood Sharif, we're not reading one. Read 10 times a day Durood. Start with 10, we're not reading 10 Durood. And then we still regarding ourselves, oh, South African Muslims, best Muslims in the world. Hey, forget all that, 99% what I say, Allah may prove me wrong. But no Bismillah when we start eating. During meals, no Alhamdulillah. After meals, no one practically, almost 100%, no Alhamdulillah. We're eating and we're not paying for it. We're not making shukr to Allah. And yet we don't. If we can just realize that I'm sick, forget the remedy that will come afterwards. Till now we're thinking there's nobody like me. I'm very pious. I'm very good. The others, go to them. Jamaat comes to your door and you say that, to what you wasting your time here? Go by those people. They need it. You have fallen the worst. Lowest you have fallen. So if we can just realize and admit we are sick, our starting point of Islam will take place. But till we don't accept it from inside, which somebody said that Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, he should say always, I'm the lowest in the whole ummah. I'm the lowest in all mankind. Hal mein, Abdul Hamid, tamam musalmanon mein, tu sabse badtar aur kamtar hai. Aur maal ke aitibar se tamam janwar aur kafiron mein, Abdul Hamid, tu sabse badtar aur kamtar hai. The reality won't just come, it will be just words at the beginning. But same reality will start coming. And till you don't realize you are the worst in the world, you can't move 1 millimeter in front. And this is the start. Fanayat is the starting. And yet we, Allahu Akbar, if you think yourself better than a dog, better than a pig, better than anything else, you can't start with your Islam. And today, we, how we take off with people, with the wife, what attitude, with the workers, what attitude we got. Like that, we come khanka, we go in jamaat or something, then we are very humble. But pictures at home. Eh? How many times we get phone calls that you can't believe how this person is at home. In front of you when he comes khanka, like what a buzurg he is. But when he's in at home, oh, his language, his temper, you can't believe what words. If I usually say, if there was a dictionary with swear words, the swear words we use, that dictionary haven't got those swear words. Google won't have it. Nobody will have those swear words, the words that we use. What were swear words? So this temper of ours, till we don't accept I am sick and I genuinely, a person who feels unhealthy, how is he going to take treatment? Until we don't realize spiritually we are sick, we are very sick. So just to give a few pictures of that, for example, many of us we feel that we are in deen. Are we in deen? Are we in the picture of deen? Are we in deen? Are we in the picture of deen? For example, a student who graduates becomes an alim. He is now completed Bukhari Sharif. The ustads are happy, the madrasa, committee, town people, big graduation ceremony. But he has got the knowledge of deen, ilmuddin. And the many ulama students who are sitting, we know that ilmuddin, ibafi tarkib, and muzaf, muzaf ilay, there is muhayarat, the two things are separate. By grammar, you have proven that the knowledge of deen is not deen. Deen is something else. And then what about the people who haven't even got ilm of deen? What's going to happen to them? So you got the knowledge of deen, but then at that stage, everyone feels, I got deen. We don't think of our Islam, that I have to go for Islam, I have to bring deen in my life. You have given a wonderful bayan. I'm giving this bayan now, but if this reality is not in me, the knowledge what I've spoken, that I can have, but that deen is not there. You're the best cook in the world. You make the best soup for winter. Such soup that nobody gets sick in that winter after you drink that soup. Very tasty also. But till the cook doesn't drink that soup himself, he won't get the benefit. Sawab he'll get for giving everyone else soup. Free of charge he's giving. But till he doesn't drink it, he's not going to get the benefit. So the deen has to be in how, what is the treatment of my wife? What is my the control of my eyes? My anger, our fajr namaz, what is the condition we know? Having the knowledge is not sufficient. What is our condition? When we are here now, mashallah, everyone made special, we fought with the wife, that kurta of mine, that special kurta. But when we go for a holiday, we on the beach, then what complaints we get of ulama? Allahu Akbar. What complaints we get, the dressing, the attitude which is there, completely different. So, what is Islam? Islam is departments, all different departments. That you go for Hajj Umrah, super Muslim. You go for Khanka, you go in Jamaat, top Muslim you are. But other times, then finish all that, your kurta is thrown off. The children, when we go to somebody's house, and mashallah, what pious people. Even the TV puts on niqab that time. Burqa on the TV also. And the little girls come. The burqas which are oversized, right till the bottom, the burqas are flowing on the ground. And the little boys and that oversized topi covering the ears also. But after that, the minute they make, he finished salam with Mali Sahab. And they take out that, see what is under. There was one time when we did not, there wasn't parda and all this piety. But women also, sharam, haya. Children also. There was sharam, there was haya, there was modesty. There was shame in our attitude, in our clothing. Now a time has come where jilbab has come, where clothes have come, and inside t-shirt, tops and pants are under. Big Arab kurtas have come, and underneath t-shirts and jeans are worn under. All those things are under. Topi, how many children you take out the topi? Oh, what big hair. Before, perhaps the child didn't have topi, but his hair was under control. We are at that stage now, we are hiding the kutar underneath. And may Allah save us, the time will come, that the jilbab and burqa and jubba will go. And then the kufr, and I'm not exaggerating, I'm not saying anything that is out of the world. What has happened to the Arab world? We pity Palestine, we pity Syria, we pity Iraq, all this. But go and see their lifestyle. What is their lifestyle? Far from deen, they're dressing 100% of the kuffar. Their lifestyle, 100% of the kuffar. Remember our ulama, Mufti Sanjalvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hadhrat Maulana Abdul Haq Umar Ji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, all our great ulama, they brought the essence of deen to us. They gave us deen, we have got it ready. Today we are taking out the ruh of deen, we're just leaving the picture again. And then the picture doesn't last. And the picture is destroyed. And we are thrown from pillar to post in the world. That is what where we are heading for. May Allah prove me wrong in His mercy, that what I am saying is total rubbish and nonsense. It won't happen. But the signs are in the world. If the writing is on the wall, read it and see what it is, what we are bringing ourselves. Don't make ourselves fools, big khanka, big sufi sahab, big sheikh I am and that. And these things are, what is our condition? Let us face reality. Well, we used to like to drink juice, still we like our juice. And in fact our brother Yusuf stresses juice is better than the fruit. I tell him fruit is better. He says juice. Manal Mazhar Sahib told us that one person who's got a juice factory, he told him, I'm making money, coining money. It's just water all day. Only synthetic essence. Now I'm drinking pomegranate, very good for the heart. Great juice, very good for... When you realize you were just drinking water, just colored water and flavored water. So let it not happen that I thought I'm in deen, and when I go in qabr, I find there was no deen in my life. It was just the name, la yabqa min al-islami illa ismu. The reality was not there. I hate to give this example, that Coca-Cola you have, and just the name Coca-Cola, and inside you got black vinegar. Don't deceive yourself. What is inside is what is there, not what the title is. Your sugar bowl, you give sugar to your guest, And the Tao got written also sugar, shakar, chini, every language, saikar, everything. That white salt there inside. The title is not going to change it. Our Islam title and our Haji Sahib and Maulana and our Haji Sufi Sahib and Buzurg Sahib and all that and Ahmed and Yusuf and Fatima and Khadija. These names that you have to have the right name. But the thing what is inside is important. In the qabr, and remember at the time of maut, وَحُسَّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What is in the heart is going to be taken out. Not what is on the tongue, not what is in the mind, but what is in the heart. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example that you have a parrot and you taught it beautiful zikr, salam, dua, whatever else it is. And one day it so happened that it came in the clutches and the paws of the dog or the cat. All that what you taught, it will go blank. And now what will come out? What is in its heart? Ten, ten, ten. So at the time of mort, it comes in, ha, ha, la adri, in the qabr. May Allah save us. That it was just on our tongue. It wasn't, the reality wasn't in there. So that zikr is important. Iza takarrara, takarrara. Repeatedly Allah zikr, then it will study. So anyway, mort is very, we have to think of it, that is enough for our hidayah. In the hadith sharif, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-kayyisu man da'ana nafsahu. A wise and intelligent person is that who knows and controls his nafs. Nafs were lot. Manathani has said, what a wonderful malfus, worth writing in gold and keeping in front of us all the time. Nafs par akal ko ghalib rakho. Your nafs will make havoc, take you, what to do, make you do, what to keep your brains over your nafs. And don't make your brain your God also. Or akal par shariat ko ghalib rakho. Don't make your brains also your God, keep shariat over that. So that we have to understand that al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. A wise person is he who prepares for life after death. But we today, who is a wise person? Who's working for dunya. Person make jet aeroplane, person make cell phone, person make fact, oh, he's a wise, intelligent. Wise, intelligent one is who lives, who prepares for the everlasting life. Not your temporary, your transit lounge here, but for your everlasting life. Well, وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ وَرَضِيَ بِالْقَلِيلِ. Dunya, he's not worried. Whatever, Allah, shukr, alhamdulillah. His necessities. Well, ajiz and a hopeless, useless, idiot is that person. مَنْ أَدْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا. Just follows his nafs desires. Look here, look here. This here, it's halal, just written halal. It's enough for halal. I don't need any more proof that it is halal. Anywhere, one person went to the Free State and he saw one shop halal, he went and buy. White man there, they asked him, what does halal mean? He said, I don't know what it means, but I saw that since I put this board, my sales have increased. Double-fold my sales, like a ta'weez, that board. So, and for a Muslim today, it's enough. Anyone just say, and many places we go, no more halal, certified halal. That is enough, that is certified. Who certified it? Whether they are certifying pork also as halal beef, whether they are certifying horse meat as beef, it doesn't matter as long as they just written halal. That is enough for us. What are we eating? How can we expect results, man? What goes in comes out. What we are putting in ourselves, that we are not conscious of this. So, well, عَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسُهَا وَاهَا وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ. Just hopes, wide hopes in Allah. Well, مَنْ خَافَ أَجْلَجْ. A person who has fear, he starts his journey early. That I must reach my destination, I have to catch the flight. There may be traffic also, there may be the traffic jam, etc. So start half an hour earlier. A person who starts earlier, وَمَنْ أَدْلَجَ بَلَغَ الْمَنْزِلِ. He reaches his destination on time. وَمَنْ خَافَ أَدْلَجَ وَمَنْ أَدْلَجَ بَلَغَ الْمَنْزِلِ عَلَىٰ إِنَّ سِلْعَةِ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةٌ. The business transaction Allah wants to make with you, very expensive. Allah wants to give you Jannah. The currency of Jannah is very high. You have to have the price, you have to have the money, you have to prepare. Allah inna sil'atullah al-ghaliyah. It is very, very expensive. Start preparing early, otherwise you're not going to have your price to pay for it. May Allah give us tawfiq that we are here in this dunya, not for dunya's sake. We are here for akhirat's sake. We are not here to make our dunya. Islam is a beautiful, balanced deen that hasn't stopped us from dunya. See to your dunya, but don't make it your object. Today what we have done, how many? Today the pious, pious person today is that person who has made dunya his object. And he takes out time for his deen. 5 times namaz. Tahajjud also. Umrah also. 40 days jamaat, regular. 40 days khanqah, regular. But his object is dunya. Yes, what we have to do, make your object akhirah. And from there take out time for your dunya. You have to see to your family. And then you'll do it according to deen. That also becomes deen now. You'll do your niyat will be right. Your tariqah will be right. That will also become deen. But the most of us, consider normally our 24-hour day, what is our in our mind, my house, my business, my car, everything must be right, I must earn, buy groceries, pay rental, whatever it is, all those things. Together, I'm a Muslim, I'm conscious of my deen, I have to make my namaz also, I go 5 times, I make my children half his own, but my object is my dunya. And now most of my time, 24 hours of my time, in what do I spend my time? Most of my time is in dunya. Little time I take out somehow for deen. And we say, I haven't got time for wazifas. I haven't got time for Quran Sharif. What are you busy with? Dunya all the time. And then as far as our money, you are earning 20,000 rand. You are earning 30,000 rand a month. Majority of your money, is it going for akhirat or is it going for dunya? You got 20 properties. You got 50 properties. Are they for dunya or are they for deen? If your niyat is deen, then it will, that is what will, your niyat is akhirat, majority of your things will be for that. But if your niyat is dunya, most of your money, most of your time, your potential, your capability will be for dunya. And dunya is temporary, it's going to get finished, akhirat is forever. So akhirat must be our object. And this is, to talk is very easy, but on the ground to do it, even for those of us who are 100% in madrasa, 24 hours, but what our niyat also. Mawlana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullahi alayhi used to tell to ulama who started a madrasa, have you opened a shop or have you opened a madrasa? Is it some business in the name of deen? Like many people, they set themselves up, their empire is built, lot income they have got, small little shop they got, tiny shop, hardly light burning, just a front. But actually the income is coming all the time. So are we just making a front our deen? Our pressing, etc. But inside is dunya, our matlab, our object is dunya. So we have to check ourselves. May Allah give us tawfiq. Let us understand. Talks won't come to an end. May Allah put amal into our lives and make akhirat our object and work to that. If we have made, if we realize we are sick, then our islahi jalsa is successful, inshallah. But if we think that we are very pious, I went islahi jalsa, I don't miss it, I never miss ijtima, I never miss my shab guzari, but no change coming in our life, then it is nothing. If the change comes in our life, then it will be something. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
So next we will call Zimulna Ahmad Chidasab from Barakatuh. We will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہو سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس قدم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس قدم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ناري مستانا خشميا يدم تاب لجانا تنيمي با يدم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله الله آه را جز آسما همدم نبود راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لخير الأديان الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى الإسلام والإيمان وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وفعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم صل وسلم مبارك على روح سيدنا محمد في الأرواح وصل وسلم على قلب سيدنا محمد في القلوب وصل وسلم على جسد سيدنا محمد في الأجساد وصل وسلم على قبر سيدنا محمد في القبور جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم يا فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولينا في الدنيا والآخرة توفنا مسلما وألحقنا بالصالحين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اغفر لنا واغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحمنا وارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اصلح لنا واصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عنا وتجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اصلح احوال المسلمين اللهم اصلح احوال المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم اصلح احوال المسلمين في كل مكان يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه واله وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم آمين يا رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله.